Well, very much.
I think this is where everybody's getting up and saying thank you. I think that we are all really tired, and I would like to echo a lot of the previous sentiments that have been expressed, but I also want to say two brief things about the presentations by the panelists. The first was when Cindy did her readings. What surprised me the most, actually, was that the material was so tame, and I couldn't believe that they would censor it. I mean, really? And I thought, you know, that should be a really, really clear lesson to us, because every one of us knows that there's material out there available every day on the bookstands in this city, which is so much more incredibly less tame than that. And they don't censor that, and they did censor this material in terms of the customs, and that should be a very clear statement about who they're really after and who they're trying to get. And the other thing I want to say, and I'm sorry she's not here, was about Himani's remarks, which I found not always easy, but extremely interesting and challenging. And I felt that while she was making some points which overlapped very much with the other things that we've been discussing this weekend, it was only somewhat of an overlap. And it seems to me that there's a whole different level of discourse and exchange which has to take place with women who are active, who are not white women, however we want to put it. Now I get so confused about what word I should even be using. And when she started talking about the whole issue of visibility and what that meant, I learned a lot. And I think that we have to acknowledge that there was no place for that exchange for her, really. I think it was important that she gave the speech, but there wasn't a place for an exchange, and that's something that we have to really play some kind of role in creating.
About what's available in Vancouver, first of all, I understand that Little Sisters Bookstore has been active not only in selling but in bringing in several feminist publications concerning sex, and secondly, that there is a men's support, education, and action group that is active in conjunction with the Rape Relief Center. And I've interviewed a couple of the men who are at the core of the group, and it sounds like a very good and useful project for any men who are interested.
I'd just like to make a comment on the fact that men are here today and yesterday and Friday night, and the comment relates to the fact that I have a 17-year-old son, and I've had a boy and now a man in this women's movement for a long time, and it's been a real hard struggle. And when he started reading pornography magazines, I was desperate for alternative erotica to give him. I ended up giving him Joy of Sex. Boring. And more Joy of Sex.
More boring.
Equally boring. And it was really painful and difficult going through that with him. And now that I've put all this energy into him, and he's quite a lovely person, as he says in his words, I guess I'm not a man, I'm some kind of weird creature. It would be really nice if there was a place for him. And I would like to see more men involved. I'm tired of that stance in the women's movement.
Hello, everyone. Basically, what I'd like to do on behalf of Women in Focus is say a few of the things about just how much work I think went into the symposium from the point of view of planning the tapes, the panels, bringing the panelists together. And by the way, I'm not giving us a pat on the back for that. I would like to really thank the people who curated this program, Sarah Diamond, Karen Henry, Kelly Marlowe, and a whole lot of support staff, and especially during all this weekend, all the volunteers who really worked to help feed you and keep you relatively comfortable, I hope. So basically, I also would like to thank each and every one of the panelists who appeared, and wish that the next time I see you, I'll be in the audience and able to really talk to you a lot more than I was this time. We also have some programming which, while I have your attention, I'd like you to know about in December. And on the 13th of December, we're bringing in a woman from Victoria who has some slides on goddess imagery, art from Turkey, from Greece, from Italy. She's going to be presenting a slideshow which intends to put the goddesses back in the temples that she has researched. And on the 14th of December, we're doing a theater presentation, again on the subject of mythology and the goddess. It's our way of presenting alternatives to patriarchal sort of Christmassy things that are happening at this time of year, and trying to look at things from the point of view of imaging women. And that's why I'm so delighted that the curators for this symposium chose Women in Focus as a place to stage it. And I hope that all of you didn't find it too unbearable a format to do it, considering that it was so very, very crowded all weekend for you to put up with those conditions. Thank you all for coming.
I just have a comment about the speaker previous to this one. I respect the fact that many women, including heterosexuals and lesbians, may be tired of the fact that feminists believe that women-only space is a necessity and a value in and of itself. I also have a male son, and I have a daughter, and certainly with regards to my son, I struggle by and large without the support of the women's movement to deal with the issues that come up around having male children. Nonetheless, I am not tired that feminists have a stance that supports women-only space.
I wanted to talk a little bit concretely to support BARDA on censorship in British Columbia. And I know this is perhaps being opportunist to throw this in here, but I'm going to do it anyhow. Which is that...
Sarah, I was just wondering if we could have a break. And I think, because I think... I have the prerogative to ask you this. No, it's not censorship, it's postponement. I'm just wondering if we could talk about...
I think people are going to leave. I think a lot of people are tired, and what I've been hearing from people is that they're going to leave.
Yeah.
And I really want to say this.
Okay.
So I'm using my privilege to do that, and I'm going to do it. So to get on with it, as chairperson of the Vancouver Artists League, you may or may not have read a letter I wrote to the paper recently. And that letter took place in the context of a number of meetings in the artist community, which were small. And they were ardent, but they were small. And we formulated the position that was printed, and that position also went to the meeting with the Honorable Attorney General Brian Smith, who is defending our interests in the area of violent pornography. And I think that coming out of this conference, I hope that people who are concerned with the reality of censorship in BC, because it really is coming down. I mean, they plan to bring in a video censorship board. They are not making exemptions for art and educational material, except in extremely vague terms. There may be a sliding scale for submitting work. Libraries may be allowed to have one copy of a pornographic video made by an artist, etc. People who are concerned, women and men, I think that we really need to build on the organizing work that the Artists League has done. The Attorney General and many of the people at that meeting were amazed that there were feminists who were concerned about censorship, who opposed it. That hasn't really been stated publicly and clearly here. And we have about a month left before the legislation's enacted. And then we have a long struggle after that where we're going to have to defend the work that we want to defend. And I said that at the beginning of the conference that even people who might support some censorship around some issues are going to have to make really clear choices about, I think, defending feminist work and dealing with your own contradictions if you support censorship of pornography, you know. But I guess all I want to say is that I'm going to put a piece of paper up there on the sort of counter space, and people who are willing to do some ongoing work against censorship should sign that and put their name and their phone number there, and you'll be called. Because we've got a fight on our hands, and it's going to take many years, as it has in Ontario, to deal with what both the right wing in this province and another sector of the feminist community has brought into place, which is growing censorship of periodicals and of video. Thanks.
Okay, unless there are any other pressing comments, I'd like to suggest that we have a break, but there are a couple of announcements first. One is this.